Phone Boy Speaks, episode 24, jet lag. As I'm recording this, I'm suffering with a severe case of jet lag, and it happens because I go to Israel on a regular basis. I'm in the west coast of the U.S., and when I go to Israel, that's 10 time zones away. It takes roughly a day to get there. I spend about a week there, and then I fly home. I can usually manage to survive the trip over. I can get acclimated pretty easily going over, but for some reason coming back, I'm just screwed up for a week, and I think that's pretty normal. People who do similar sorts of trips, I assume, have similar problems. One of the challenges I also have is because of my job. I mean, maybe this isn't a challenge, but I can pretty much work any hours I want to, almost. That's not entirely true, but for the most part, I've got a lot of flexibility. So if I wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, it's actually not a bad thing because I can talk with people in Israel. And in fact, some of the email I got back this morning was, "Do you ever sleep?" That's a fair question. I mean, there's always been this rumor that I don't sleep, and that's not entirely true. Maybe I don't get as much sleep as I should. It doesn't help when you work for a company that no matter when I get on email or whatever, there's almost always somebody sending something out, and there's almost always something I could be doing. And that's the other nice thing about my job is that other than the occasional meeting with a customer or an occasional internal meeting, my day's pretty unstructured. I can get up and pretty much start working when I think I need to and end when I think I need to. And as long as I get everything done, it's not a big deal. And I consider myself pretty blessed in that regard. I can't say that everybody has that. I guess everybody should strive to have a job where they have that kind of a schedule. But there's also a lot of responsibility too. I mean, things have to get done and you have to exercise good judgment and do all that stuff. With great power comes great responsibility, I guess. One of the interesting things about doing the international travel on a regular basis, especially on social networks, is because I follow so many different people in so many different places, I get a different view of the world when I interact in the different time zones. And for some reason, it feels different when I'm actually in a foreign place rather than just being up at 3 in the morning and looking at app.net or Twitter or something like that. It's just different. There's a different feel. There's a different there's different people that are active. And so, it's impossible to sort of go through your entire timeline on a regular basis and see everything that everybody says. If I did that, I'd have no time to do anything else. But I think what I enjoy about internationally traveling, I mean, I don't enjoy the jet lag, but what I do enjoy is seeing the world from a different place, in a different place, and just seeing different things. I mean, because it's good to know how the world works. And if you stay in the same place all the time, you're not going to see different things. Different things aren't going to occur to you. I've had some great insights when I was in Israel, and it's not just because I was talking to some of the smartest people in computer security, but just being in a different environment in different surroundings, you get different things. And so even if I go to maybe a different place, just say in Gig Harbor where I live, I might see something different and make a new association. So I guess the point of this particular episode is just try something different once in a while and don't do the things that you do all the time, because you never know what you're missing out on, number one. And number two, you may think of something, you may get your next big idea. You may be able to break a logjam on something that's bugging you. So, do something different for a change. And yeah, I am jet lagged, but that's part of the price I pay for going to the Holy Land. If you have a different point of view, either because you disagree with me or because you went somewhere and all of a sudden have a different point of view, hey, send me some feedback. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and app.net and Google+. Hey, my podcast is on iTunes now. How about that? You can find Phone Boy Speaks there if that's your preferred method. And of course, I'm still on SoundCloud too. So anyway, this is Phone Boy, and I'm signing off.